This show is intended for mature audiences. If you're under 18, this show is not only not for you, but you're not even going to be able to get into the places we're talking about. So if you're listening, you're not only doing something you shouldn't be doing, you're wasting your time. For the rest of you, sit back and enjoy. And remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice. And please, don't use this show to try to convince your partner to do something that they're not comfortable doing.
She squirted. Wow, we got a shower. It went everywhere.
Episode 7.
Saturday. Saturday night's all right.
What are you doing?
I don't know. We're driving to a club. Glad it's Saturday. Saturday's my favorite day.
Saturday night.
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning is, well, the first part of the morning is, but not midday.
Not midday
Sunday.
It's Saturday night, we're going out to a party.
That's the thing about this experience is they don't just end Saturday night. They continue for a couple of more days when we're thinking about what we
days?
Did.
I know. Weeks. I got a lifetime of memories with you.
I know, but I'm saying the freshness of what we've done is still in our minds.
Oh, we forgot your robe.
Oh, shit.
Should we go back and get it?
No. Damn it.
Are you sure?
We bought these... John bought me a nice robe to wear for when we've been playing around and we need to come down for a break so we don't have to put all our clothes back on.
Oh, let's go back and get it. We're close.
Oh, man. No.
We can talk. We can podcast.
I'll get that lady. Well, it's already 10:19.
It's all right. I don't mind going back.
Okay. Do you have your robe?
Mm-hmm. We'll match.
Okay. Gosh, we're so close. Maybe you could just drop me off and go back and get my robe.
I will.
No, I'm just teasing. I'm totally teasing.
Sexy little black robe I got. When you buy stuff for Allie, I don't get her the stuff that I know she'll probably just wear one time for me and that'll be it. I go for the functional little robe. Has it's sexy little robe with...
It does have pockets.
Pockets.
And
I made sure it had pockets so you can put your lipstick or...
And it feels good. Nice. And I won't be sitting bare butt on a cold patio chair.
You gotta take care of your ass.
So we should design some robes. Okay, I know you... Any fashion designers out there...
Come to us with your ideas.
With your ideas for the robe. And we'll tell you ours. We'll design a nice swingers robe.
It's gotta have pockets.
Yeah, well,
you gotta have, a key for your locker or for your car keys, or you gotta have lipstick, may have lube, some people may have condoms, gotta have pockets. So what do you think we would do if we had no clubs? If we had no clubs to go to, what do you think, how would we be different?
I think we would travel further for clubs.
Yeah, that's some great insight.
I like the clubs. I mean, no, I know, but I like going to the clubs. I like the clubs. Why I like the clubs?
No, I know why you like the clubs.
Why do I like the clubs?
Allie's greatest fantasy is still her biggest, even though it's come true, she loves it when there's lots of hands on her. She loves that. It drives her crazy. Lots of people touching her.
I don't really want to have a relationship outside of our playtime night with anybody else, so I think that's why I like the clubs, and you're kind of in control as far as if you're uncomfortable with something, you just get up and walk out.
So we got my robe and headed back to an on-premise sex club. We had quite a wet adventure.
And if this is your first time listening to this show, what we like to do on the show is we take a little recorder with us, and then after we leave a club or an evening of fun, we come back and share it all with you guys.
And that's what you're going to hear next.
Okay. It was a squirting night. A squirting night tonight. Yeah. That's the theme of the night, I think. I mean, okay, I'm not going to talk about it just yet. I'm just going to set the scene up. We went to the club, and it wasn't that crowded, which was kind of disappointing at first, but we always have a good time, even if this club isn't crowded. John and I were on the dance floor, having fun with ourselves, and we look over, and at the pool table, there were two couples that were like, I mean, that was unusual for that club, because usually...
They were fucking by the pool table.
Yeah, they were getting down by the pool table. They were...
The girl's arms were all over the pool table. And
bumping and grinding. Yeah.
And she was incredibly sexy.
Yeah, they were both sexy. Both of the couples. He was a black guy with a very big dick. And she was a thin, very hot.
She was extremely sexy.
Very hot. And we were like dancing on the dance floor. And we could, like, sit, as we were dancing, we could watch them getting down by the pool table over there. And that was unusual because usually people wait upstairs. Also, when we first got on the dance floor, there was this one girl sucking this guy's dick. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
One of the couples that was on at the pool table, we later went out to the patio, and the one that I was describing, the black guy with a huge dick, they were fucking in the patio on the chair just kind of in front of people, and he was sitting on the chair, and they were fucking, and then he looked at me, he saw me looking, and he says, "Do you want to see her squirt? She can squirt." And then so they laid down on the little couch outside. They didn't do it.
You know why.
Why?
Because
someone else walked in and said...
This other couple, like, we were watching them, and the couple that we were watching, you know, have sex, the guy who was going to try to make her squirt, he obviously said that because he felt that she was damn close to doing it, and they were extremely turned on, and that's why he said it. But then this
other couple walks out,
couple
the girl
walks
goes.
Out, and he's like, no, it was the guy, it wasn't the girl. The girl kept her mouth shut, it was the guy. The guy was like, oh... Well, you know how to make a woman have a squirting orgasm is you've got to penetrate the G-spot exactly right. And you've got to... He started going to this whole, like, clinical description of how to do it. But he was within earshot of the guy who was trying to perform. And
for us. Yeah,
yeah, and that guy lost his whole... He had lost his whole mojo.
I know. He lost his hard-on.
Yeah.
I like that. He lost his... That sucked, because I wanted to see, I mean, they were totally hot. They were really hot, and I wanted to see her squirt.
I would have lost it. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, oh, dude, shut up.
And then he lost his hard on, and then they stopped.
Well, they paused.
I think
they went to another room.
They went and got away from
us, because they were associating that with us or whatever. But
I would have liked to seen her squirt. But
later
got to see that and feel that and showered with a squirt. The one couple that I did see, and we talked to him, and he was very, very funny, very good looking, very nice, very respectful. I mean, this was late into the night. I finally said, I walked down and I said, "We're soft swing. Do you want to play with us? If you do, we're going upstairs." So, okay, so we're going to go. And he's like, oh, okay, yeah, we'll meet you on the dance floor. So John and I got our clothes off, got our robes on, and kind of went to the dance floor, and then they met us on the dance floor, and then we walked up, and the girl and I walked up together ahead of the guys. So, you know, we saw this. Took our clothes off, and I guess they got their clothes off probably faster than us, and we had robes on, so I don't know. I don't know how that happened, but she was laying on the bed, and then John was laying, and then he went down on me before I started sucking his dick,
right.
And he was really good, and he did this little thing with his tongue that was really, really, really hot.
What was it? How did he do it?
It was a slow... But then There was like a little fast, like spasm thing that he did with his tongue. But it was like a repetitive spasm. I can't really describe it, but it was good. It was very good.
So you liked the way he ate your pussy out?
Yeah, I really did. I really did. And I was getting really turned on, and I guess I don't know if you guys were kissing or you were sucking your tits, but then I said that I wanted to suck his dick, and then that was really erotic, and he was making all these comments while I was sucking his dick that were turning me on, and she was sucking your dick at the same time, and that was really hot, and you were fingering her somehow. She was sucking your dick, and you were fingering her. She was getting really hot.
She said, "I'm going to need you soon."
That's what she said. I knew she said something, and she's like, "I'm going to need you soon," and she was talking to her husband. She's like, "I'm going to need you soon," and so I said, "Well, let me, you know, suck your dick some more." And I got him really hard, and then I still had my hand on his dick, and I was, I guess, jacking him off. And then we both, I said, "Let's go down on her." And so we both, I had his dick in my hand, and we both went down on her, and we were licking her pussy, and then we were kissing and licking and kissing each other. And then you showed up. Yeah. checking in, and then at one point we were like all three down there, and
she was sucking my dick, and then the three of us were eating her out.
Yeah, and then it just got really, really hot, and then we both couldn't stand it anymore. So he got it in her, and
I got it in you.
You got it in me, and then the girls, we started kissing while you guys were in us. And y'all were fucking us and shaking us, and it was very, very hot. I mean, it was really nice. I really liked that. And John was kind of on missionary style with me, and he was fucking her from behind, and she was on me, on top of me, and I was sucking her tits, and you were fucking me, and he was fucking her from behind, and then,
pow,
bang. Wow, we got a shower.
Squirter.
It was a squirter.
I've never seen that before.
And that was the biggest squirt. I mean, there was another guy that was there watching us that was kind of off to the side, and he got wet. I mean, it went everywhere. I mean, she squirted.
Everywhere. It was on the back of my body.
It went all over.
All over my back.
It was like a splatter shower.
I felt it
on my face, and that came from a long way. I don't know how she did that. I really don't. I've never seen that much. I mean, it was a shower. Stuff's just squirted out of her. I mean, somehow. It was
You know she was having a good time.
Yeah, but anyway.
And we just kept going.
We were like,
we didn't stop at all. We were just like,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, and we were all intertwined, and it was very hot. It was very hot. I'll say that again. And after he came, you came, then we were kind of laying there for just a little bit of a second, and she started kissing on me, and then she went down on me, and you guys were kind of a little on the side, and her and I were...
You guys were playing while
we were playing.
You guys
around.
Were resting up.
Resting up. But it wasn't very long. Long of a rest. And then he was getting really hot because he was saying how hot he was getting watching us and watching her. He liked to watch her lick my pussy, I guess. And she was saying to you, what did she say? You got to...
She was getting me hard again. And she was telling me, you got to get your dick into this. Gotta get your dick into this pussy and get some of that.
So it wasn't shortly after we had the first time that your dick was back in my pussy again.
Wow. So now I know that they were not doing some kind of special effects on the pornos. That stuff is real. Wow.
Real wet.
So, we've been trying out some techniques that John found.
Yeah, some of the things The first thing I had to find was your G-spot. Well, guys, to find the G-spot on your girl is only an inch or so into the vagina. Take your fingers, point up toward the belly button, feel around for a little, kind of feels like a little spongy area. It's not very big, at least not on Allie. But it's the texture is definitely different from everything else on the wall of her vagina. And if you press up on that little area, and as you press down on her pubic area, and she really has to be hot, though, for this. And
I know.
She hasn't squirted yet, but...
I'm getting close. I feel the pressure, and I feel a different sensation. I feel something different. But I want to know... I want to be able to do it.
So we're by no means experts on this. But we decided to contact some people who... Really, I guess they probably wouldn't consider themselves experts on it either.
I think so. They are.
Experts in that, you know, this podcast does not offer any kind of medical expert advice kind of thing, but she can squirt.
She can squirt, and she's been squirting for a couple of years.
So we thought we'd give them a call. Tell them who we were going to talk to here.
Okay, this is Danny and B, and we talked about them before on our episodes. They have a blog, Danny, DANNI654.blogspot.com. After our squirting incident happened, we knew exactly who to call this topic.
You should say
this hot topic. This no. Wet topic.
No, got a better one. Juicy details.
Okay, there we go.
And what you're about to hear is the first of probably a 3 or 4 part series of this interview that we did with them. So we're just sitting here waiting for a call from Danny and B. Oh, there it is. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Yeah, I hear you. You sound great. B, are you there? Are you guys on speaker?
Uh-huh, we have you on speaker.
Okay, cool.
Are we muffled or can you hear us okay?
We can hear you okay. I mean, you're a little muffled, but so, you know, it sounds like you're on speakerphone, but that's cool.
Are you still there?
Yeah, yes. We're here.
Okay. Sorry, I don't know what to do.
No, that's cool.
Let's put it this way. He claims that I talk more than he does, so... If it's a question he needs to answer, I'll hand it over to him. How about that?
That's perfect.
That'll work. So you find people to play with on the internet? Is that how you find people in your area?
Well, that's how we started, mm-hmm. and went to a few parties. I guess we went to our first party about what 2 or 3 months after we met here in Virginia, and that I guess it's a combination of things. We tend to. Chat with people online or find their profiles and find out if their likes and dislikes are similar to ours, and then we plan to meet at a party or invite them to dinner and meet them out, and then we've actually developed a nice little group of people that are all on the same page to come to our house for parties. So that's worked out really well too.
So when you do meet new people, I mean, is there a percentage of people that kind of flake?
What do you mean by that?
I know B wants to mention something about flakes.
Well, that's really a sore point for us. But you set up to meet with somebody, and either they don't show up and never call, or they show up and they're not really what they say they are. One of the big things we like about the lifestyle is the honesty. For us, that's the biggest turn-on, is that we can be so honest. And when you meet people online or wherever and they're not honest, for us, it's a real turnoff, and that's the last thing we want to do is get involved with people who are, they're cheating. You know, two people that are cheating on their spouses, or whatever games they're playing. I mean, a lot of them are just living a fantasy online, but when it comes to real life, they, also realize that there are serious swingers out there. So we really, that's why we actually enjoy the parties more, because if you've got the gumption to go to a party, you're probably, you may be at different levels, but you're probably not completely fake.
Right. Do you run into that a lot? People being the fakes?
I've gotten a little better at weeding them out.
Yeah, in most of our profiles, we now say that we won't get together until Danny has talked to the girl on the phone. That weeds a lot of people out pretty fast, because if they're afraid to talk on the phone, if the girl's afraid to talk, then they're certainly going to be too afraid to, get naked together.
When you're on the phone with the girl, I mean, then you're talking. I just want to be a fly on the wall. What are you talking about?
No problem at all. I am definitely bisexual and want to make sure that, you know, the girl's on the same page with me, and I don't expect anybody to be quite as forward as I am, I guess. B refers to me as an alpha female all the time.
Yeah.
Chuckling here and shaking his head, yes. So, you know, I just want to make sure that, you know, she's completely comfortable. It's not her guy forcing her, pushing her into things, and that it's not a very guy-focused relationship. That we're not, you know, she's not being forced into something, you know, by her male half, and that it's not all about him, because as far as we're concerned, the lifestyle's all about the girls.
Yeah.
And
we're just happy to be there.
Exactly.
Sometimes he has to pat me on the shoulder and remind me he's there, but
I always get mine. I'm not complaining.
That's pretty much, you know, it's very important that I talk to the girl. I guess one of the things that I think is most important in the lifestyle, you know, Bea mentioned honesty, and it's be who you say you are. Don't, you know, we're people too, and it's, you know, I hate to relate it to dating when you're single, but, you know, have respect for people. If you're not into the same thing, just say so.
Mm-hmm.
If you've made a date to meet somebody and something happens, whether you, even if it's just that you chicken out or you don't feel you're ready, call and say, you know, okay, you know, let's try this another time. We're just not comfortable yet. But the people that flake out on you are just ridiculous. I mean, we don't have a lot of it anymore, but, you know, originally, it was just silly. I mean, we would, you know, go to meet people, we would travel to meet people, and they wouldn't show up, and they wouldn't call. So I think that's why our rules have been put in place the way they have. We do get a lot of people that contact us and want to come right off the bat to one of our house parties, which is kind of strange. You know, no offense, but I wouldn't invite anyone into my home unless I knew them. So that's why we, you know, we meet people out first, and we either play with them in advance, or they, you know somebody that we've, you know, we're playmates of ours. I guess it's our little referral system.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we just don't invite anyone to our house unless, you know, we know everybody's on the same page.
I think I told you in the email that we had an experience where we were around a lot of couples and they were all squirting, and it just blew us away. It was just kind of like the theme of the night. You know, there were people when we were down at the patio, there was a guy with a girl, and he said, "You want to watch her squirt? She can, you know." And then we went up to the play area, and the couple we were with, they were squirting. I mean, this is a huge shower of squirt, and I don't think I've ever been around that and that much of it, and I'm fascinated by it, actually, and I want to find out more about it. And you squirt, have you always been able to do that, or
no? And I've got to turn this over to B. He's got to. This is his favorite thing to talk about.
Oh yeah,
I'm like the dog and pony show, and he's the ringmaster. So let me let him explain the squirting.
Yes, please explain it to me, B.
It was about actually 2 years ago. No, Danny had never squirted before, but we were at an on-premise party in Baltimore, and Danny was up in the swing, and lots of different people were taking turns. She was like getting all hot and bothered. And earlier in the evening, I even taught a technique, which I'll explain in a minute. But I used it on her, and not thinking it was going to really happen, because we had never seen somebody squirt before, and it kind of didn't think anything of it. But using the technique, we used that for a few minutes, then we started fucking some more, and all of a sudden she just kind of exploded. And I mean, when we were having sex at that point, I still had like a shirt on, and my pants were just around my ankles, and my shirt was drenched, the pants were filled. Danny, I kind of freaked out, said, "Oh, we gotta go and back to the hotel, and then we did some more. And she's a pretty reliable squirter almost every night now. Kind of broken the seal.
Okay, so tell us the technique. Tell John the technique.
Well, the technique we learned, and I everybody's gonna be different, but what we learned is if you put your hands together like you're gonna pray.
Oh, that's
well,
so bad.
I'm just like trying to do this for a voice. So you got your, you know, thumbs touching thumbs on all your four the other fingers touching each other. Now separate your pinkies, the two so they're still together but apart from the rest of your hand. and take your index fingers and separate them from your hand. So you've got like space between your index and your middle two fingers and your pinkies and your middle two fingers and your thumbs. So your hands are still together. Understand?
You got that, John?
I'm following along.
He's got his hands.
Got that.
He's taking notes.
Now,
I've got my hands in front of me, just like you're saying.
There you go. Now, your pinkies are going to be in her butt. The two fingers will be in her pussy, and the index fingers will be rubbing her clit. And you use that kind of a piston motion, if you will. And you're working all three areas at the same time. Now, you don't want to do this, of course, until you've been playing for a lot, and she's all worked up and hot and bothered already. You know, just dive in there. Make sure your nails are well filed. But that's a technique that, you know, at various, you know, some will take a long time. I had a streak of like four women in a row that all came from that technique.
Oh, wow.
Of course, they've got to be okay with having fingers up their butt. So if they're not into that, then it's kind of a lost cause, at least from this technique. But of course, you've got to do a lot of stuff beforehand. You have to be having lots of sex beforehand and oral and everything else. But when you're really down to where they're real excited, that technique often will just do the trick.
Is there a position?
Well, I understand this is the break the seal technique.
Break the seal technique. Yeah. Is there a preferred position that the woman should be in with this technique to break the seal?
Like I said, that's the break the seal position. Obviously,
that's,
you know,
like a swing.
Do that. Yeah, he doesn't need to do that anymore to get me to squirt, and I'll just lick you.
Yeah.
Bad.
G spot with my tongue. That's,
yes, he can. He can reach his G spot with my tongue, so he can make me squirt with just his tongue. He's pretty amazing. But yeah, the swing was the perfect position. I guess it was a couple that actually got me started on that. They showed him the technique. She worked on me first. I was sitting on the bar at the club until they threw us off. And then we got in the swing, and it's that position where you're, it's almost like you're leaning forward almost, so that your fingers are, the come hither motion with your fingers inside. You're basically, you're putting two fingers inside your female, and you're just, it's like beckoning someone to come to you.
Oh, okay.
So that two-finger motion against your G-spot.
Okay.
That really does it.
And, of course, a very critical part of girl squirting is she must, before sex, go to the bathroom and completely empty their bladder. I mean, too many girls think they're going to pee when they're about to squirt.
I've read or heard from the girls that were squirting that it's like a sensation. It actually feels like the first time, like a sensation that you're going to pee. Does it feel that way at first to you guys? I mean,
doesn't to me. It's never felt that way to me. But
okay.
We have been with some girls that said that it almost always feels like they're getting ready to pee. And in fact, it was really funny. One of our friends in Vegas, who she should be a professional at this point and not have to worry about things like that, but she jumped up in the middle of things and said, I've got to pee, and I know she was getting ready to squirt because she had just gone to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
But that was so funny. I thought B had her then.
Oh.
Yep, she broke his streak. But yeah, no, it's never felt like that to me, but I can understand why, you know, people think that. But
Danny, is it usually your first orgasm that you can squirt, or is it after you've had or been playing for a while?
Depends. Usually I'm pretty worked up.
Have you generally already had at least one orgasm before you squirt?
I don't know. How many do I have in a night, honey?
Oh, my God. Danny has a lot of orgasms every night. So.
And different levels, so we're not really sure how to answer that question.
She probably has had some orgasms by then, but I don't think it's a requirement. Danny's at the point now where I can put, she's like at my dog and pony show. We'll be with a lot of people. And I'll say, hey, guys, gather around, watch this. And within like 15 seconds, I can have her squirting.
So you can tell when she's about to squirt?
Yes. Yeah, I can tell when she's about to squirt just because, you know, her pussy gets real tightened up. And it's been 2 years now that she's been doing it almost nightly. So, I can tell pretty quickly.
Okay, does an orgasm, this is for Danny, does it feel better when you squirt or different or better or... than other orgasms?
It's definitely a different kind of orgasm. And I don't know that I would say it feels better. Just the awesome definitely feels different.
It's a good ego boost for the guy because, you know, you see a girl maybe arch her back or moan, but to actually physically see her orgasm like a girl can see a guy orgasm, it's quite a turn on for the guy.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Is there a way to say I am able to squirt and then if I don't want to squirt, is it something like once you turn it on and do it, you're always doing it and you have no control over it?
Well, no. There are times I've said, you want to be careful. We'll be in like an on-premises place on beds with lots of people. And when Daddy squirts, it's not just a little. I mean, she will imagine taking like a big, like 20-ounce bottle of soda or water and squeezing it. Mm-hmm. That's what she is. So I've actually kind of said, please try to control, but there's no controlling it. When she's going to squirt, she's going to squirt.
Yeah, every now and then we've had a few girls just, I wish we'd had a camera at the time because the looks on their faces were priceless. When the girls in Vegas were doing me with double penetration, that one was funny. I've never done DP with two guys. It just doesn't do anything for me.
Uh-huh.
But two of my girlfriends in Vegas put my strap-ons on and DP'd me, which was, oh my God, that was hot.
Wow.
That was my hot time. We were trying to think of really hot times. I forgot. That was probably my hottest time. And I squirted, and my friend on the bottom, just the look on her face, she was like, oh my God, what did I do?
So either you have fast-forwarded to the end of the show looking for the secret word, and you've found the portion where we're going to say it for the contest, or mm-hmm. you've just been listening intently and didn't realize that the show's almost over. Or you're a first-time listener, but all the details are at our website, but we're about to say the secret word.
The secret word
is
strap-on. Strap-on is the secret word.
The secret word is strap-on. Now, we'll pause. And pausing so that you can go now and win the free membership to CafeDesire.com. Pausing. Okay, now you're back. You went and you filled out your little email to the promotions at CafeDesire.com, and now you want to listen to the rest of the show. Whew, aren't you glad you did that? The reason that we came up with the word strap-on is we had a great time the other night with a couple.
Oh, we did.
At a club, and
it's going to be our next episode.
Yeah.
And for sure.
That was a big fantasy for a long time, and I just have to say this to the couple that we were with. Now, check it. My girl Allie had a wild, hot experience with a strap-on. Booyakasha. May sound silly to you all, but to two people out there, hopefully they get it.
Yeah, they will. They will, for sure.
Thank you for supporting this show. What Allie and I are always trying to do is promote the lifestyle and swinging and playing with each other in a positive way. And we really appreciate all of you guys' support of the show. And I'm not even going to do all of the shameless stuff that I usually do.
I will. Vote for us on Podcast Allie.
Yeah, you want to do that?
Write a review on Podcast Pickle or iTunes or go and vote for our friends at Sex is Fun. They have this really cool How to Masturbate a Man video that they're going to release if they're the top 20 on Podcast Alley. And I just found out that you can vote for more than one podcast. And I really want to see the video, so go support them as well. You can find out more about them at greatsexgames.com. And what do you want to tell people, John?
All you got to do is just go to our website, swingercast.com. And there on the homepage, there's a whole bunch of ways for you to support the show. There's all kinds of ways. And you're smart. You help us out in any way you can.
You guys are great. But we need some more phone calls. Call us. What's the number, John?
310-928-6769.
Call us and leave us a message.
Specifically, we'd really love it if anybody would like to call the number and just say this. You're listening to Swingercast.
That's it.
We'll put it on the show.
Come on, they can say more than that.
But if that's all maybe they're drunk.
Okay, well, we're gonna maybe end the show with a couple of calls we did receive. Thank you
Yeah.
For the people that did call us. But we want some more. Come on.
Yeah, give us a call and just say, you're listening to SwingerCast with John and Allie. Or that's it.
Don't limit them to that. They can say other things, too.
Sure. Say whatever the hell they want.
Imagination. Yeah. Just give us a ring. Give us some voicemail message. And we'll leave you with a couple of voicemails.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Just called to say I love your show, me and Crystal. And we're listening to you right now while I'm getting head. Thanks for being on. We appreciate you.
I want to tell you guys that I really appreciate your show. I think it's great. Awesome. Love it. Love hearing it at work. It's kind of funny when you're listening in your headphones, these wonderful podcasts, and you see your boss walking around. You know, you want to just full on just go for it right then and there. It's very funny. People see you smiling and they don't know what the fuck you're listening to. It's great. Keep on rocking, guys. Bye.
Good night, all you squirters out there.